Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin, welcome. Happy Friday.
And happy Chinese New Year.
I know, indeed. Oh, you know, it'll come to me. Gung Hei Fat Choy.
Wow.
That shook you. No, you didn't know.
Go on.
Gung Hei Fat Choy. I think it's Mandarin, but it means Happy New Year.
Ah,
yeah.
Good.
It does, yeah, Chinese New Year. So to all our Chinese listeners and friends, yeah, we say Gung Hei Fat Choy.
Yeah. Goodwill, happiness and peace. That's it.
Good for you. So what have you...
I was thinking kind of... you're kind of thinking, what do people like? And I'm going to do a lovely kind of Chinese ribs, sticky Chinese ribs with a plum dipping sauce, which is really tasty. And we're going to talk about the really lovely... It's the belly ribs that we're going to use. They're lovely and meat, a little bit of fat, and then sweet and sour pork, stir fry with pineapple.
Sweet and sour is probably one of the most popular, isn't it?
I think it is.
Dishes, yeah.
I definitely think it is. Yeah. Which one would you like to start on, my friend?
No, start with the ribs, because that'd be like a
starter. The ribs, okay. Yeah, I like your style.
Yeah.
Well, I'm coming to your house soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Marty, the ribs, we're going to marinate them, first of all. So we're going to marinate them. A really good spice. We often talk about things in your cupboard. Mm. One spice that I use a lot, well, quite a bit, on duck, on pork, is Chinese fire spice.
Chinese
fire spice. You get them in every supermarket, Asian market, because usually in the Asian markets they're in bigger packets, you know, 500 grams. That's a little bit too much,
in my opinion.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, 2 teaspoonfuls of that over your lovely ribs. So, it's about I've gone for about maybe 4.5 pounds in weight of the rack of ribs. You'll get them in the supermarket, your butcher shop. Sprinkle the lovely spice over it. Now, I would rub a little bit of oil. Sorry,
you said particular ribs.
Yes, and these are the pork belly ribs, rack. So, they're gorgeous and they are just so tasty. They're the smaller little rib, so they are, there's more meat in them, and they're absolutely beautiful. So they are a little bit of rapeseed oil, or you can use olive oil, and then put the spice on it, and then leave that if you can in your fridge for 2 to 3 hours or overnight is definitely best. Now they can be cooked in the barbecue. I'm not doing that. 160 in the oven, okay? We're going to start them off, so we are. And what you do is, this is a good tip for your listeners, get a tray, line it with parchment paper, which is like a non-stick silicone paper. It's going to save you in the wash-up, and you're going to kind of pre-roast your ribs. So your ribs are roasting, because these will take probably between start and finish, they'll take probably about 40, 45 minutes to cook. So you're going to start the cooking process with the spice, and then we're going to talk about the glaze. So it goes in, the spice is done. Good hot oven, about 160 is okay, and we're going to put them onto the tray with the parchment paper. Now let's talk about a lovely glaze. So while they're in roasting, you're going to make up your glaze. A couple of spoonfuls of oil. I'm using some nice Irish rapeseed oil. 4 red onions, which is sliced. 3 star anise. We're going to put in some of the more of that teaspoonful of Chinese fire spice, which is gorgeous. Clove of garlic. You can chop that. Some plum jam. Now I was thinking plum jam is not the easiest to get, so orange marmalade will work perfectly. And the reason why, because we have the juice of 2 oranges after coming out of the recipe. You could absolutely do that. If you can get plum, it's really worth doing.
Is that difficult to get?
Lovely sweet and acidity.
You don't see
so,
it.
There
wouldn't be a demand for it.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Just not in Ireland.
No.
But if you can get it. Now, this is where the kind of sweet and sour comes in. You're going to get some lovely light brown sugar and then some rice wine vinegar. I've done made this before with no rice wine vinegar. What I use? Cider vinegar, which is perfect. So just once you get that acidity, balsamic is a little bit darker, as you know, and richer.
Yes.
Obviously, the Italian would love it, but the rice wine vinegar is what they would use in a lot of Asian recipes. So mix all that ingredients for your glaze while the ribs are roasting. You're going to brush this over 2 or 3 times, so you get lovely and sticky and sweet and absolutely delicious. And if you have extra of the glaze, you can serve it as a little dip on the side, so you can. So if I was to do that, I would actually boil up in the saucepan any extra glaze, so you've cooked out the garlic that's not raw, and the spice. That makes sense.
Again, it could go wrong.
What could go wrong? Could caramelize it? Absolutely caramelized.
Yeah.
That's why the parchment paper is really, really interesting. If you didn't like this over pork ribs, I should have said this, you could use chicken drumsticks or chicken thighs, which would be absolutely gorgeous. But I think pork is very versatile. I just think it'd be delicious.
Yeah.
And you're right about a starter. That was actually really good thinking.
Yeah,
a nice little salad with that. And that's all you need. You have these gorgeous finger-licking ribs that are just melting them out, are full of flavour. And all those lovely ingredients, star anise, I love it. I really like it. And I use it quite a bit, so I do. But it can be very strong, in licorice flavour. Not overused, it's not going to overpower it. And that's really
wonderful.
Important.
That sounds absolutely stunning.
What was I going to say? So then you brush that over, as I said, and use excess over for the dipping sauce. And when the ribs are cooked, they'll probably take about an hour to cook. And actually, I've got to say, these can be done in an air fryer. You didn't get an air fryer for Christmas, no?
You're right, I didn't. Well, you didn't. You don't make them. You don't.
No,
I was waiting for you.
And I don't intend to.
And sieves and all sorts
of knives and boards and pots and pans.
I can eat my cheese off everything, but I was waiting for your air fryer.
You're good.
But
fun.
No, we don't have one. It's the one we're probably the only people alive who don't
They've
have one.
They've got very popular, and you know everything has a purpose. They're
the thing I found funny was in a certain supermarket, there are other supermarkets. You might notice that there are. It was like really cheap. I'm not saying that was a good, bad, or indifferent, but there was. I don't know how much they cost, but this one, I swear to God, was about 30 quid.
Wow, that's cheap.
Which I thought was really
cheap. That is cheap.
But I don't know.
They got very popular. So these would work really well. Yeah. If anyone is an air fryer, your listeners, it would work
really
well.
And they're the ones that do great chips or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And roast potatoes, they're great. So that's our ribs. I hope you're happy with that.
That's the ribs. And now the sweet and sour pork.
Just a wee tip, the glaze can be made ahead and it'll keep in the fridge and you can use it multiple uses, even over chicken breast. So it's kind of like two recipes in one. We're going to talk about our sweet and sour pork, which is so good. So we're using the pork fillet, and the reason why I'm using this, Marty, it's probably the most expensive cut of pork, but it's always tender. And we're looking at a beautiful Irish Board BIA quality assured pork, so we're supporting pork farmers, which is really important, as you know. So again, interesting, and I didn't intentionally do this, but there's Chinese spice in this recipe too.
That's you again, because you've opened it anyway.
Well, that's true.
That's the Calvin way.
My tip with spices is buy little and buy often.
Yes,
and that is the key. So it's a great little, I often put Chinese fry spice into a chicken stir fry. The twins love it, genuinely.
Oh, really?
And it's not hot, it's fragrant. Remember that. Yeah, okay. So we're going to get our thin pineapple chunks in natural juice. We're going to get soya sauce, a little bit of Chinese fry spice, the pork tenderloin, and I'm going to cut that into small little kind of slices, little pieces. So it's going to cook very, very quick. Now, so we're going to marinate our pork in the Chinese fry spice and a little bit of that lovely acidic, fresh, kind of like that natural juice from the pineapple. So that's quite an interesting, for about an hour.
Yeah.
So, and that's going to really take on lovely flavour into the pork. Now, when that's ready, what we're going to do then is we're going to mix in a wok or a kind of like a skillet pan, brown off the pork for about 1 or 2 minutes. So you've started the cooking process. Okay, a little bit of oil. You could use sesame oil, but I think a nice, olive oil or rapeseed oil would be perfect in this.
Okay.
So Marty, into that then we're going to put in garlic, of course. We're going to put in chilli. I'm using 2 cloves of garlic. You can use 4 or 5, it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, okay.
I think people serve up to six. One chilli. Last week we were doing the soups, so I was using half a chilli, so you can use up the other half in the fridge.
Again, wasted.
Yeah, absolutely. And a red chilli, which is deseeded, so the seeds and the white membrane inside is where the real heat of the chilli is.
Okay.
So chop that, wear gloves when you're doing that. That's going to go in with your red onion, which I've cut into cubes, red peppers, that's going to go in there. So you can put in munge too, sugar snap peas, baby corn. You can mix up whatever vegetables. The key into this is getting as much vegetables in as possible, the beautiful pork, and then that lovely sauce, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Okay.
So cook them all off. Then you're going to add in the pork that you've sealed off, and then into that you're going to put in some soya sauce, which is lovely. You're going to put in your rice wine vinegar, so we talked about that for the last recipe, or you could use cider vinegar, it doesn't matter, and a little bit of sweetness is going to come from a little bit of sugar, so that's really important, just a tiny little bit of sugar. And then you're going to have the natural sweetness from the pineapple juice that you've kept back, you're going to pop that in too. So I would use a light brown sugar in that, which will work really well. And then I'm putting broccoli into this, little florets of broccoli.
Broccoli is lovely. And you chop it up.
Small little threads. Because if it's too big, it's going to take too long to cook and be a little bit rubbery. So put that in towards the end. You're going to let that, you have the soy sauce, you have the pineapple juice. You can put a little splash of stock if you think it's a bit dry, which is absolutely fine. Because remember, I was going to say, the pork fillet is very lean. There's no fat and very tender. Very, very tender. And good value. I think for the quality, it is an expensive cut, but it's a good value cut too.
Well, you're a great salesman for pork.
Well, I like it. I think it's a lovely, lovely, personally meat. Perfect. I'm going to finish that with some sesame seeds and then some steamed rice with that. And you're going to have that in a wok. I'd say you'll have that done start to finish. You marinate the pork for an hour. You'll have that done in 20 minutes start to finish when you start cooking.
See, I'm a devil. I'll go for the fried rice.
Would you?
I am a novel.
I love that.
I love fried rice.
And vegetables in it and all the people.
Yeah, and it's busy.
Yeah, it's busy. That's a good word.
Beautiful. But sweet and sour pork or chicken, whatever it happens to be, people just love the sweet and sour. It's a lovely flavour.
I forgot to say, you can thicken it with some corn flour. So mix up a little bit of corn flour in some water.
Is it necessary?
Just you don't want it too runny at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't want it too gloopy. I don't like a gloopy.
So how do you determine then?
So it's like, I'll tell you what you think of, for your listeners, think of like a honey consistency is what you want for the sauce.
Right, so with the corn flour, what are you talking about?
A teaspoonful, a little bit of cold water, mix that in and add that in at the end. If you think it's still running. If you're happy with it, there's no need.
Oh, that sounds lovely. That sounds
good.
Sweet and sour
fried
pork
rice. What did you call it? A busy rice. What did you call it?
Busy, yeah.
I love that.
It's nice. Sweet and sour pork stir fry with pineapple. Because it's busy. And
I know.
It's tasty in itself.
Yeah, I get
it's
that.
Not just.
Can I quote you on that sometimes?
You quote me. And sticky Chinese ribs with plum dipping sauce. I love that.
Ah, you're great.
Gong hei for choy.
Yeah.
See the way it rolls off the tongue.
But it's a very important day in their home town. It really is.
And it matters greatly, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, in the restaurant trade, who am I talking to? In the restaurant trade, they take it terribly seriously, don't they?
Can I share with you a quick story?
Oh, yeah.
I was only once in China. We went to Shanghai with Ernst & Young. I might have told you this story years ago. So we went out.
Ernst & Young, you're accountants.
No.
Well,
I was nominated. I was one of the finalists. Okay, it was a competition. I need to clarify that.
My accountant and I went to Shanghai.
No, we did not. But there was loads of people from all different industries. But I probably was the only chef or within. So we went there for about maybe four or five days.
It was a prize.
Yeah, it was a prize.
Oh,
truthfully.
Wow.
So we went there and we went to the what they call the live animal markets in Shanghai. So this is after dark. So we went in, about maybe 10 of us, and they were selling live snakes and different things like that. So I bought one. I said, I've never had that. So you pick your snake. This is the truth, Marty. They cook it in front of you. They serve it two ways. They stretched it across the street. I've never seen anything like this in my whole life.
They
peeled and took the skin off it.
Oh, which is...
This is the truth. And then they served it two ways.
I think it was killed.
Crispy fried... first of all,
snake.
Definitely. Crispy fried steak with, I think, with spring onions and cashew nuts. That was one of them. And then they had done the skin. And that was kind of quite soggy in a little soup. But I've never seen anything like it in my whole life. You go there and they're done, and you say you pay for it. Come back in 20 minutes, and your soup, your dinner will be ready.
What?
I never seen anything like it.
The snake was livid.
I swear to God,
that's so weird.
And it fed a few of us, but it was great fun.
You
but
see,
it's just never seen anything like that.
Yeah, but people do say if you. Like, good luck to you trying to get a sweet and sour chicken in certain parts of China. Isn't it true?
Because their food's very different.
Very different.
Big time.
And it's just, we have westernised it, but we haven't. It has been westernised for our palate. That's astonishing.
Isn't it? I swear.
Did you eat it?
Of course I did. Wasn't that nice, but it was a nice story.
Wouldn't be nice.
To see the whole preparation.
And
two guys did it.
Two guys, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was about maybe, if I'm off to maybe 10, 12, maybe
$15. But they would have been honoured with the fact, I suspect, that you were partaking in this.
This is what people do,
You have to respect other people's traditions. That would be a big deal to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was the ceremony. Is that the word to
ceremony,
use?
Ceremony, yeah.
The
yeah.
way they did it.
Yeah,
I've never seen anything like it in my whole life.
And at no time did you think you would add that to the menu in McNeil's?
Definitely not.
Did you not?
Definitely not.
Isn't that funny?
But there's always a first.
Snake.
So come here. St. Patrick ran them all out of the country. Didn't
we've none left.
That's true.
Otherwise, you would have done it.
I know. There'd be a speciality.
The word sticky Chinese.
It's not a funny one.
Well, plum dipping sauce. It's an amazing one.
That was a bit of a sidetrack.
Sweet potato casserole with butter beans. I'm just astonished that you were that you ate it. But I think, again, respecting other people.
Yeah, true. Big time.
So that's what you, okay. So that's the two of them for the Chinese New Year. And what will we play?
Don't be looking at me.
Look at
he looks at me every week. He thinks I know. This man is a encyclopedia for music.
Joni Mitchell.
There we go.
Chinese Cafe.
I love it. I was going to pick that.
Was that on the tip of your tongue?
Just was.
You couldn't get it out because of the snake.
I know.
Yeah. There you go. Chinese Cafe from Joni Mitchell. That'll do us.
I hope I don't put your listeners off that recipe, but it's a good story.
No, your recipes are great. It's a good story. Gung hei for choy. Keep the faith. See you next week.
Thanks, God bless. Thanks, Marty.
Man.